First, I'd like to point out to you, as I mentioned last week, that this section of Masechtas Avodah Zarah is, like I said, Avodah Zarah is three Masechtas, till this Mishnah, Chavtas Amud Beis, and then basically Lamed to Mem, and then the rest of the Masechta. These ten blot talk about, first, our Mishnah, Yisuri Anah, next Mishnah, Yisuri Achila, and the third Mishnah, actually, things that you would think are Asur and Amutter. That's sort of the Seder Hadvarim. Now, the Iker of the Mishnah has to do with Yayin Nesech, which I'll speak about a different week. But this Amid talks about a different type of Isser Hanah, and I'd like to speak about it tonight. That's the Isser Hanah from a dead body. The Gemara learns out for Thomas Shom Miriam to Va'arfu Shom Es Ha'agol Benachal, the Hekesh Tegla Rufa, just like an Tegla Rufa is Asa Banah, so too may say Mesim are also Asa Bahanah. A dead body is Asa Bahanah. And that copies here of Ramesh's Tshuva about Hadbokas Averu Basar Ve'etzem Demes Bechai, about using cadaver parts to put into a person's body and whether that's mutter or not. So this is particular interest for me because 20 years ago when I had my femur, my right femur was diseased, it had to be removed. They gave me a choice. The doctor gave me a choice of either a cadaver bone or a metal rod in the leg. So we weighed the options at that time. Each of the two tzedadim had a mila, and we had the shaila. The shaila was about having enough of a mace, about taking a piece of a. They actually have a bone bank. And they have bones. You know, you order a size, like you order shoes, certain sizes. You know, it comes also in sizes. And the shaila was what to do. And at that time, we dealt with this tshuva nigras maishas. So I'd like to share with you. Yes, nigras maishas talks about this, right? We'll see in a second. So this was the nidain that we had then. And so I'd like to share with you the shakavatari on the sugya. Ramosha here in this tshuva talks about two topics. The first topic he talks about is Shalei Kederech Hanah. Yisurei Hanah, Amutter, certainly for Rafua, Shalei Kederech Hanah. If you have Hanah from something in an unusual way, many types of Yisurei Hanah are permitted. Medication, people sometimes take medication that are made out of Yisurim. So Shalei Kederech Achila, eating it is something in a not normal way, they are heterim. So the Shail to Rav Moshe wanted to be matir using these bones because the Shalei Kederech Hanah, what kind of Hanah is that? You put it in your body? That's not a normal Hanah. I don't know what is a normal Hanah with a dead body, but that was the Shail's svar. So what? You benefit, but what he was saying is it's not a normal way to have a benefit. Used to make utensils out of it. Okay, so maybe that's the normal way. It's a strange way to have enough of a mace to put it into your body. That's what they're saying. To do construction with a bone or make kelim with bones. I mean, like a bone plate or something. They have. Yeah. Okay. All right. So that's normal, so to speak, I guess. And this is abnormal. So Ramesha rejects this whole idea. And the Ikarai is from Taisus. Because Taisus says, why learn from Egla Rufa, learn from a limud from Avodah Zarah? Avodah Zarah is Asher Shalei Kederech Hanah. So if Egla Rufa is Mutter Shalei Kederech Hanah, what's Taisus Kasha? Learn from there, learn from here. Must be the dinim are the same. So Ramesha basically rejects that heter. Ramesha talks about a different heter, which is a machlekes rishayim. And that is whether the iser to have anah from a cadaver is dafka a Jewish, a body of a Jew, that's also bahanah, or even a meisei akum, if the dead body of a guy is also also bahanah. Lamaisa, it's a machlaikis in Shulchan Aruch between the Mechaber and the Gra. The Shulchan Aruch says beferish in the Surah in Hilchos Avelos that even a Goyish cadaver is also bahanah. And the Gra on the spot argues And as Rav Moshe brings it, the Kudus HaKesef is mashma like the Gra, and the Aruch HaShulchan pass like the Gra. On the other hand, the Stimus HaShach and the Ramah is mashma like the Mechaber. The Achaluke Deis, if a Meisei Akum are Osa Bahano also, or only Jewish bodies are Osa Bahano. It's a Suri Shaila, it's a Deraisa. And there seems to be a Machlekes HaPaiskim. That's besides that, there's a mitzvah say to bury. There's always a mitzvah say to bury, and then the question is, burying is an assay and a lois assay. Leaving it overnight is lois salin, and the mitzvah say cover tik vareno v'yamahu. And then the shayl is if there is suri hanah besides. About what? No, behemah is certainly mutabana, nevela is mutabana, so that's for sure. But the what? Whether you have a no or not, you have to bury it. So okay, but the thing is, it's not pashut. If you don't bury it the first day, the leisal and kavta v'rena b'yamahu, it's not clear as nisa deraisa once the first day passes and it wasn't buried. It's one of the things that they tumble about. The pasuk only says kavta v'rena b'yamahu. All right, whatever, you're right. There should be a mitzvah to bury it besides. Besides this, or no? What? That's hanah. What? It's a physical hanah. A person could walk. If I wouldn't have it in my leg, I couldn't walk. It's a mitzvah to walk. A person, lailaino, a person could live the other way also. Doesn't go the other way also. It's not pleasant, but it's not. Anyway, the Gra brings a fascinating raya. Listen to the Gra's raya. The Gra brings a raya from David HaMelech. It says that when David was going to marry, the Shaul promised that whoever could go, yes, will have his daughter. So David did it, and Shaul had a tremendous kinna from the time Goliath was killed. Shaul saw in David potential for Malchus, and he heard he's from the base Peretz, so he might be royal of Malchus. It was a tremendous kinna, but he promised that he can marry his daughter. So he told him, for Kedushin, he wants him to give Meya Arlois Plishtin. He said he wants to give him 100 Arlois, the Arla of a Plishtin, do a bris milah on the Plishtin, and bring the Arlas. The Gemara says, Arla to my Chazi, it's worth a Pruta. The Gemara says, Chazi Lashunra, you can feed it to cats. So he went, and now that you understand, the Plishtim didn't volunteer to do to give Arlais. So David had to kill them to get the Arlais. And the Gemara says, "Lamai Chazi Chazi L'Shunra." So you know, David, it's like a lesson in how you deal with a father-in-law. You know, he said, "I want May Arlais Plishtim," like he wanted to put David in Sakana. So David went and he brought him Masayim Arlais Plishtim. He said, "Like, oh yeah," and he got him 200 Arlais Plishtim. So I don't suggest you try for Kedushin, but that was that was Shaul's choice. So Dr. Grice is Mutabana. The Gemara says, Arlos Tlish Lamai Chazi, Chazi Lashunra. It's worth, you can feed it Lashunra Vakalba. The Gemara says, you can feed it to a cat or a dog. So you see that may say Akum, the Tlish Lamagayim, a Mutabana. It's a Gvalbi Raya. That's Mutabana. So the Mishnah Lamelech has a great teretz. The Mishnah Lamelech wants to answer the Gra's Raya. The Gra's Raya is from the Arlais Plishtim. He says, the Mishnah Lamelech says, Mamish Fakert. He says, so Gralik. He says, the Fakert. David, to kill 100 Plishtim, big deal. He killed 100 Plishtim all the time. David now had to get the Plishtim, and he had to take the Arlais off when they were still alive. It's Mamish Fakert. He says, dead Plishtim asa b'hano. So Shaul told David, be b'kadosh v'meya arlois Plishtim. He's going to have to go and beat up the Plishtim. It's not so easy. You have to beat them up and then do the bris milah and take off, it's not a bris milah by them, but remove the arla by them. And then be b'kadosh the Yishu. So the Mishnah Mel says, no, if I can't. Shaul told David, get me arlois Plishtim, then I'm muta b'hano. And David went and he had to do it. It says Vayach, so the Mishnah Mel says Vayach Masayim Plishtim. It says Vayach means to kill. It says no. Shimshin, when it says by Shimshin Vayach that he beat up the Pelishtim, Gemara says Shimshin's a Nazir. The Nazir Shimshin is Machlaikis, and he's also the Mace, but he says he's a Nazir, how can you tell him the Mace? So he says, Shaviru Geisesim. And when David, there was Shimshin beat up the guy, I mean, he made them Geisesim, and he walked away. So Vayach is to make them Geisesim. So same thing by David, he made them Geisesim, and he did the bris milah. So that's what he says. A guy, people have a mistake. There's a machlekes if a guy is metama ba'oihel. The taka machlekes. But b'maga, a guy is metama. A guy is metama b'maga.
Isn't a
guy
also
tummy? No, a guy is not allowed to go, but he's not really metama. It's just he's going to die any minute, so a guy doesn't go.
What about the mice of the jerk?
So that's just a cash, I think. That how could he go? Maybe it was a tooth. He says he used to walk around with then garment the Asara Bani.
Yeah.
But that's his time of Asara. It couldn't be much else than Mashiach.
But less than Asara or it's tooth.
Okay. So at any rate, since this is a machlaikis lemaisa, it's hard to be machriya in such a machlaikis. So. Moshe has two tshuvas. He has this tshuva. He also has a tshuva about the kai in the medical school, about being nehena from Meisi Akum. You can be saimach that a Meisi Akum is not matama ba'ayil, but you're still learning from it, and therefore it's a shalat grada. I want to tell you an interesting thing. I had what? If he has to do. There are places where they make such allowances. I rather got a call from somebody from Torah Das. It was a medical school in Eretz Yisrael. And they, this was here in America. He's a Kayin, and he was in medical school, and they told him they'll accommodate him with Mace Yakum or whatever. In America, it's no big deal. So they had a mace. So he calls me up. He says, the mace has a bris milah. So Mr. Tommy's Jewish. So I told him, the mace with a bris milah is probably Jewish. I told him, figure in America. How many Jews are there in America? How many Jews are in America? 3 million. 6 million in America, okay. So half our males, 3 million. So you have 3 million. Let's say every Jew has a bris. Let's say, so that's 3 million. You have 300 million goyim, 150 million males. By the goyim, even if 10% have bris milah, have circumcision, they have much more, it's still 15 million. It's still much more. So lemaisa, you could always be saimach that it's a goyim. Yeah, if you know where it's nifta, I think if I'm not mistaken, it's a business in the medical schools dealing with the bodies. They tell me most of the bodies are Oriental. I don't know why. It's is that true when you were in medical school? The dead bodies came with a name? And they would take the medical school, and then. Very interesting. Okay, I don't know. Anyway, Ramesha Lemaisa is matir. He says Ramesha says the ikur is like the gra. That may say Akum Mamuta. We learn that from Miriam, to me, the Miriam who was Jewish. That only Jews are. So Ramesh is only matter though b'makim tzayrach. He's not matter stamazai. He's matter b'makim tzayrach that a person could be mekel. What I mean stamazai is this: people go, they have these exhibitions in the museums. They have dead bodies that they show for pleasure. Meisim asaban no. Well, people the yidden should go to such a thing, but people don't dawn on them that dead bodies are asaban no. They had for, I don't know, it's still going on. They had it in New York. It's actually steep point. It's still going on?
No,
they bring these bodies all over the place. Dead bodies to have hanoah from is awesome. People say, what kind of hanoah is it? I don't know what kind of hanoah is, but people are paying to see it. And there's some type of hanoah. What?
They have
dead bodies. Why are people paying to see it if it's not a Hanoah? People go in and they pay to go see it. You know, they go Chomayi to go see it. I can't understand Bechlal how you go see dead bodies, but why are they paying to see it if it's not a pleasure of some sort? No. Hanoah means you get pleasure. Seeing is also Hanoah. Seeing is also Hanoah, I think so. Very interesting idea. Okay. Anyway, what happened by me is that Rav Palm told me that I should do whatever I would have done anyway. Whatever I would do anyway, I should do anyway, even though I said you have to measure how much better it is. So Shas Maisa, I had my surgery in 95. I did it with a cadaver bone because they said that the muscles attach better to it. You get more mobility. So I did it. It lasted less than a year. And it got, because I had more mobility, maybe, I don't know, I moved out of place. I had to have a resurgery in 96. And then my doctor told me that he's never doing cadavers anymore. It doesn't last. And he made me feel good. He told me, he spoke at a conference about it, how it's not a good idea. I didn't feel better about it. But anyway, so I had the cadaver bone for a year, and then I going around with the metal rod for the last 20 years, Baruch Hashem. And it's just a miracle what medicine's able to do today. I mean, it's Chastei Hashem. I mean, no, 100 years ago, there would be no options for somebody like that. And here, I walk around. So anyway, it's Chastei Hashem. But the bottom line is that it's a machloikis, if meisiyako mamutabano, osabano, and it's a shavu deraisis. I'm pusher to be mekel b'chlal, but Rav Moshe says makom tzairach. It means it has to be a real tzairach that a person can be mekel. I've gotten shavus.